Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Mike Tobash of the 125th Legislative District in Schuylkill and Berks Counties. Representative Tobash, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been some recent action on the education front in Pennsylvania with the approval by a regulatory review commission of a new state exam for students in Pennsylvania, the Keystone exams. But I understand that you're the sponsor of some legislation that's aimed at putting the brakes on this proliferation of standardized testing in Pennsylvania. What's going on with this bill?
Well, that's exactly right, Mike. We have House Bill 1506, and it has to do with these Keystone exams. Testing and assessments are certainly an important part of learning, but the fact of the matter is we have gone down this path at the federal level and at the state level of standardization of tests offered throughout the Commonwealth, and Pennsylvania has gone out at great expense to our taxpayers, developing the first three Keystone exams. There's two more that are slated and are actually in the pilot stage right now. But the troubling thing to me is that we're not stopping there. There's five more exams that the Education Department has been tasked with developing, and it comes at great expense to our taxpayers. So I've got a piece of legislation. Again, it's House Bill 1506, and it puts the brakes on these Keystone exams. The bill is designed to give us an opportunity and some time to assess the assessments, so to speak. We want to make sure that we're understanding how effective this effort for standardized testing is, number one. And then number two, we need to really understand what the unintended consequences are. Look, we have spoken with a lot of stakeholders here, from major employers in the area to higher education. We've spoken with military personnel and military leaders. These people have generally asked government to make sure that the diploma that they're receiving after graduating from high school is worth something. In other words, that there's a basic level of knowledge for students coming out of school. And then the effort by the department is to develop these Keystone exams. But I can tell you that I believe that the exams have missed the mark. And when we've shown the sample exams to the stakeholders, I think that we're just not getting at what they were looking for. I think we generally have good public schools in our system. These Keystone exams act as unfunded mandates to those schools. We continue to spend more and more money on this standardized testing model, and I am really certain that it's not going to reap the results and benefits that were originally intended by these stakeholders. So our bill, 1506, says that those last five exams will not be developed until we have an opportunity and a chance to assess the first five that have been developed.
And what's the path for this legislation now?
On December 10th, there was a hearing of the House Education Committee. We're hopeful that the bill is going to move out of committee soon after the first of the year. And after that, I am optimistic, again, with the amount of support that we've been getting on this effort, that we'll be able to go ahead and curtail this appetite to continue down this path of standardized testing.
Representative Tobash, thanks for this report. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Mike Tobash.